Last week, I had a chance to attend a field day event hosted by Peterson Farm Seed on Thursday. One of the people I had a chance to visit with is Nolan Berg. He is a precision farm specialist for Peterson Farm Seed. Nolan, it's pretty windy out here today. What is it, 25 miles an hour? Sounds like you're going to be flying some drones. You must have some strong machines.
Yeah, we're going to do a test. We're going to demo some new technology where it's actually live stitching on your iPad in front of you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do. I know you're based out of the Prosper office here, the headquarters for Peterson Farm Seed. Talk about your job on a daily basis.
A lot of people say I have a really fun job, get to play with drones. Mostly what I do is research new technologies, anything in the precision ag world. And we get to use Carl's farm here and basically as a playground to test new technologies, see if they work. If they are working, then we'll use that and bring it out to our dealers and growers for something for them to try.
Talk about the advancement of using drones and other methods for precision farming, and basically its acceptance among growers.
Yeah, so I started about 5.5 years ago using drones right away. It was super fun and exciting, but honestly, the technology wasn't that great at the time. Now the technology's rock solid. The drones fly really well, even in a wind like today. And so now we can focus a little bit more on the data that we're getting from the drones and really start to apply that to our everyday activities.
Talk about the different things you can use it for. Now, my first thought would be, hey, it can fly over a field and they can see if there's problem areas, weeds that are popping up, or if something isn't getting enough water. I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Yeah, it goes anywhere from using a fairly cheap, you know, $1,500 drone to use that to be able to just pop one up and scout and just to get an aerial view of the field and kind of direct where your on-foot scouting would go. As you get further up the line of a little bit more expensive, you can use them for mapping fields. And then with that, you can make plant health maps and be able to create prescriptions based off of those. Some of the new stuff I've been talking about today is stand count technology. We've been working with Sony, and they have a new camera that has the ability to do some stand count technology, which is really exciting.
Let's talk about some other software that you might be able to use in precision farming.
One of the ones that we use probably most often and recommend is Climate Field View. The reason I like that is its ease of use. It's one of the easiest softwares to use as far as data collection. So you put in what they have, it's called the Field View Drive, where you just plug that in. It's going to collect data no matter what. And then I really like that if I'm working with a grower and we're doing trials, strip trials, or different type of things in the field, and we can accurately kind of detect where that is in the field. So when we come to harvest at the end of the year, we get that data as well, and we can kind of track everything and get some better analytics that way.
For education wise, as far as precision farming, are you going to a lot of different classes and trying to learn quite a bit, or are you pretty much gotten to that top level?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always learning. I'm always researching anything that's new coming out, watching webinars and trying to go to trade shows or the virtual trade shows now, just to try to learn what companies are up to and try to stay on that cutting edge.
Is it cost prohibitive for growers to just get all this technology on their own drone?
Well, things like climate, that's pretty affordable. That's actually recently dropped in price. It's only $100 a year, which I think is a pretty good value. Some of the basic drones aren't too expensive, but maybe a little bit, you know, they're $1,500 to $2,000. But some of the higher end, like stand counting things that I'm working on, that might be kind of cost prohibitive and might be more of a service type thing that we can offer to our growers.
This is Inside Agriculture.